have Matthew Hurt and Joseph Bigani on the huddle very shortly, but just a few days after reports Team New Zealand is eyeing up a potential defence in Tauranga, Auckland councillors have met today to nut out America's Cup plans of their own. Members have today been briefed on several proposals on where to host the America's Cup syndicate bases. Options include a 3 hectare proposed extension of Halsey Wharf, as well as an option for West Haven Marina, Captain Cook Wharf and Wynyard Quarter. Councillors will decide in 10 days which option they will back. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff is with me. Mr. Mayor, good evening to you, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Larry.
What's wrong with Captain Cook Wharf, Mr. Mayor? You get rid of the cars, it's the least expensive.
It's quite attractive in many ways, because the extension of the wharf would later allow it to be used for cruise ships, and that appeals to me. Cost is reasonably high, but the cost of all of the options are quite high. It's $156 million. The real problem is, I think, from Team New Zealand's point of view, that they don't believe that the water, the wave conditions in the water are adequate from the viewpoint of launching the yachts and in terms of health and safety. Now, I'm not an expert on those things. They would need to make that case. But when we discuss it with Team New Zealand, they'd obviously have the chance to say, is this a goer or isn't it?
That's off Captain Cook, is it, Phil, you're talking about?
Yeah. It's either the west or the east side. The problem with the east side is that you'd take out the cruise facility on Queen's Wharf, and we're desperately short of cruise berthing at the moment. So the west is probably not a goer. The east, there is a challenge in dealing with ships loading or unloading on Bledisloe. And, of course, you'd need to get rid of the cars, which I'm keen to get the cars off Captain Cook anyway. But you'd have to have an alternative place for those cars. But the main problem seems to be Team New Zealand's view that the water conditions do not suit the reliability to put the boats in the water. And that's obviously pretty fundamental.
Wouldn't those things also apply just round the corner at Halsey Wharf?
Apparently not. Halsey Wharf appears to be the favoured option of Team New Zealand. I haven't talked directly with them yet. It has some things going for it. I mean, you know, who knows how long we'll hold the cup for. If we're going to hold it for two or three challenges, then obviously having an area that you weren't wanting to use for other purposes, you know, whereas with Captain Cook Wharf, you do want to use it ultimately for cruise ship purposes, for wind. You'd want to use that for the Headland Park, etc. But it ticks most of the boxes, but it has some problems. Mm. It takes longer to build. It's slightly more expensive, and it's another $41 million on top of the option that, you know, the one that appeals to me most of all at first sight, which is the dispersed option on Hobson Wharf, Wynyard Wharf, and on Halsey Street Wharf. Now, that's cheaper, it's quicker to do, it's less intrusive on the harbour, but it may not be something that Team New Zealand is ready to agree with. And in the back of our minds, you know, their position is, I hope they're flexible, because, you know, we're talking about spending taxpayer and ratepayer money if both government and council are contributing to the infrastructure and the private sector. But, you know, I don't think anybody wants it to go to Italy. That's our bottom line. Tauranga, look, if Tauranga can win the case on its merits, good luck to them. I'm not worried at all about that. But I think most of us want to have the America's Cup raced here in New Zealand rather than in Italy. Mm. And there's some really good financial arguments. I mean, we've only had initial estimates and they're pretty broad. But the value of the Cup to New Zealand as opposed to Auckland is probably something between $500 million and $1 billion. But in terms of tax revenue, of course, most of the benefit of that goes to central government. So my argument to central government will be, if, you know, if the study shows that you're getting most of the benefit, then maybe that should be reflected in your contribution towards the cost of it.
So, and where are you with that? What's the government going to come up with here?
Well, the government's, of course, new, and they've had a hell of a lot on their mind, and they probably haven't focused on this, but they'll need to in the next 10 days or so, because what we're all working to is a very tight timeline. There needs to be decisions made, and consents probably need to be lodged by the beginning of January.
Right, is that an issue? Because there's already objections. Do you have to get consents? That's going to be an issue with the likes of Halsey?
Yeah, well, I mean, what we've got a couple of different options. We can instead of taking it through an independent hearing commissioner at council, is just go straight to the Environment Court. That will make it a bit quicker. Or the government could choose to put through special legislation, as it has for other events like the Rugby World Cup and the America's Cup last time. So there are a couple of options there. We still want to give people the opportunity to have their voices heard. We're not ramming this through and walking over the top of people. But we've got to balance the public's right to make submissions on this with a time frame that if we don't meet it, the race won't be held in New Zealand.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the program. Always good to talk to you. That is the Auckland Mayor, Phil Goff, News Talk ZB 18 to 6. The Huddle with CodeBlue.co.nz.